cliff and resounded up the high hidden valleys, causing miniature avalanches. It funneled along the secret tunnels under glaciers, losing all meaning as it rang between the walls of ice. To find out what was actually being sung, you would have to go all the way back down to the dying fire by the standing stone, where the cross resonances and waves of conflicting echoes focused on a small elderly woman who was waving an empty bottle.
With a snail, if you slow to a crawl, but the hedgehog. It tastes better at the bottom of the bottle, doesn't it?
McGrath said, trying to drown out the chorus.
That's right, said Granny, draining her cup. Is there any more? I think Geister's finished it by the sound of it.
They sat on the fragrant heather and stared up at the moon.
Well, we've got a king, said Granny, and there's an end of it. It's thanks to you and Nanny, really, said McGrath, and hiccuped. Why? None of them would have believed me if you hadn't spoken up.
Only because we was asked, said Granny.
Yes, but everyone knows witches don't lie. That's the important thing. I mean, everyone could see they looked so alike. But that could have been coincidence. You see,
McGrath blushed.
I looked up Droit de Seigneur. Goody Whimper had a dictionary.
Nanny Ogg stopped singing.
Yes,
said Granny Weatherwax.
Well?
McGrath became aware of an uncomfortable atmosphere.
You did tell the truth, didn't you? She said. They really are brothers, aren't they?
Oh, yes, said Geither Ogg. Definitely. I saw to his mother when the new king was born. And to the queen when young Tom John was born, and she told me who the father was. Geither? Sorry.
The wine was going to her head, but the wheels in McGrath's mind still managed to turn.
Just a minute, she said. I remember the fool's father,
said Nanny Ogg, speaking slowly and deliberately.
Very personable young man he was. He didn't get on with his dad, you know, but he used to visit sometimes to see old friends.
He made friends easily, said Granny.
Among the ladies, agreed Nanny. Very athletic, wasn't he? Could climb walls like nobody's business, I remember hearing.
He was very popular at court, said Granny. I know that much.
Oh, yes, with the Queen at any rate. The King used to go out hunting such a lot,
said Granny.
It was that dwarf of his, said Nanny. Always out and about with it he was. Hardly ever home o' nights.
Just a minute,
McGrath repeated. They looked at her.
Yes,
said Granny.
You told everyone they were brothers and that Verence was the older.
That's right.
And you let everyone believe that...
Granny Weatherwax pulled her shawl around her.
We're bound to be truthful, she said. But there's no call to be honest.
No, no. What you're saying is that the King of Loncra isn't really...
What I'm saying is, said Granny firmly, that we've got a king who is no worse than most and better than many and who's got his head screwed on right. Even if it is against the thread, said Nanny. And the old king's ghost has been laid to rest happy. There's been an enjoyable coronation. And some of us got mugs we weren't entitled to. Them being only for the kiddies, and all in all, things are a lot more satisfactory than they might be. That's what I'm saying. Never mind what should be, or what might be, or what ought to be. It's what things are that's important.